Farnborough always produces one of these. A program everyone had quietly written off gets a second act, and the press finds out in a briefing room off the main hall. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the segment where I take the day's headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the person holding the yoke. Today, we're talking about a rotorcraft that doesn't have a pilot in it, and why that still matters to those of us who do. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's the headline. At Farnborough International Airshow 2026, Leonardo confirmed that funding for its Proteus uncrewed helicopter demonstrator has been renewed. The money now carries the program through to the middle of 2027. That confirmation came from Nigel Coleman, the managing director of Leonardo Helicopters in the United Kingdom, speaking to reporters during a briefing at the show, and the reason he was addressing it directly is the interesting part. There had been questions, real ones. The kind that circulate when a demonstrator program goes quiet and nobody sees a check being written. The whisper in the industry was that Proteus might be winding down before it ever got to prove what it was built to prove. Coleman's message was straightforward. The program is continuing. The funding is in place. Mid-2027 is the new horizon. Now let me back up and tell you what Proteus actually is, because the name gets thrown around and the picture isn't always clear. Proteus is a rotary wing uncrewed demonstrator. Think of it as a helicopter-sized unmanned aircraft designed primarily around anti-submarine warfare and maritime work for the Royal Navy. It's not a small quadcopter you'd launch off the back of a ship by hand. This is a substantial rotorcraft, built to operate off naval vessels, carry a real sensor and mission payload, and stay airborne for the long patient hours that submarine hunting demands. The word demonstrator matters here. Proteus isn't a production aircraft anybody is buying by the dozen yet. It's a flying testbed. Its job is to take the hard problems, autonomous rotary flight, shipboard launch and recovery, maritime mission systems, and prove them out in the real air over real water so that whatever comes next is grounded in flight data instead of PowerPoint. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. So here's the context. Uncrewed rotorcraft are genuinely difficult. A fixed-wing drone can be relatively forgiving. A helicopter is not. You're managing a machine that is dynamically busy in every axis, that has to hover with precision, that has to settle onto a moving pitching deck in a seaway without a human hand on the controls, making 1,000 tiny corrections a minute. Getting that right reliably without a pilot is one of the harder problems in autonomous flight. A demonstrator that keeps its funding is a demonstrator that gets to keep chipping away at that problem. So, why am I telling you this on a show made for general aviation pilots? Fair question. Let me connect it. This affects you if you care about where autonomous rotorcraft technology is heading, because the maritime and defense world is where a lot of it gets solved first. The deep-pocketed, high-stakes programs, the naval demonstrators, the military autonomy work. That's where the flight control laws, the sense and avoid logic, and the reliability engineering get hammered out under pressure. And historically, that technology does not stay locked in the hangar. Think about the path autopilots took. Think about terrain awareness, moving maps, synthetic vision. A great deal of what sits in a modern general aviation panel started life in a military or airline requirement and trickled down to the rest of us once it was mature and affordable. The autonomy being proven on something like Proteus, the ability of a rotorcraft to manage itself in a demanding environment is on a similar road. Not tomorrow, but it's on the road. There's a second reason this is worth your attention, and it's about the airspace you fly in. Uncrewed rotorcraft are getting bigger and more capable. Maritime patrol today. But the same core technology points toward logistics, toward medical resupply, toward the kind of unmanned rotary aircraft that could eventually share airspace closer to where we operate. Every one of these demonstrators that survives and gathers flight hours moves the integration conversation forward. And integration, how these machines are detected, separated, and deconflicted from crewed traffic, is a conversation that lands squarely on the general aviation community's doorstep. We are the ones flying low, flying visual, flying in the exact altitudes these systems will eventually want to use. So when a program like this keeps its funding, I read it as one more data point that the uncrewed future isn't slowing down. It's methodical, it's expensive, and it's continuing. Now, a word of discipline, because I don't traffic in hype. This is a demonstrator, not a fielded fleet. A funding extension to mid-2027 is exactly that, an extension. It is not a production contract. It is not a promise of squadrons. What it buys is time and continuity, which for a flight test program is oxygen. The honest read is that Leonardo has bought itself the runway to keep proving the concept. Where it goes after mid-2027 is a story for another Farnborough. And I'll flag this as opinion clearly labeled. I think the more telling detail isn't the money itself. It's that Leonardo's UK managing director chose to stand in front of the press and put the rumors to bed directly. Programs that are quietly dying don't usually get a public vote of confidence at the biggest air show of the year. That's my read. Take it for what it's worth. So what do you actually do with this? Honestly, nothing today. You don't file anything differently. You don't change how you fly this weekend. File it under awareness. The next time someone at the airport tells you uncrewed aircraft are all vaporware, you'll know that this serious, difficult maritime-grade work is quietly continuing, funded at the highest levels of the industry. And the day that technology starts asking to share your airspace, you'll have been watching it coming. That's the story. My thanks to the Aviationist for the reporting out of Farnborough and to Leonardo for confirming it on the record. You can find us at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, and this has been ATIS. Keep your eyes outside and your head on a swivel, because the sky's getting more crowded, and the pilots who pay attention are the ones who stay ahead of it.